Hello everyone, welcome back to my second episode of the Pi Typical Podcast. All right, in today's session, I'm going to be speaking to you on casino etiquette. That's right. I know that probably won't be a super popular subject with a lot of people, but I felt it was very necessary. I have been gambling over 20 years, and I have observed quite a few things in that time. The first thing I want to talk to you about is waiting on a machine. If you see someone playing a machine and the machine, there's only one or two in the casino and it's limited and the jackpots are up, sometimes they will gather quite a crowd or a line. When this happens, you have several options. One of my favorite ways is to not stare down the player. Don't bother them. How would you feel if someone was doing that to you? So what you want to do is find either a place to sit down inconspicuously. I like a machine that is not turned on. If it is down for maintenance or broken, then what you can do during that situation is sit at that machine because nobody's going to bother you. The machine is not going to play. So you can sit there without bothering a soul. And that makes it so nice because what you can do is then you can turn around and you'll be able to get on the machine when the person leaves. Usually I'll look and see how much money they have and I can tell if they're going to be done anytime soon or not. If you don't want to wait, obviously you would go choose another machine and play that machine. So there you have it. It is never a good idea to bother someone that is already on there. Remember, they were there first. It doesn't matter how high that jackpot is or how bad you want to play that machine. Respect goes a long way, especially in a crowded casino. Now, on the Players Club line, and what I mean by that, there are Players Club booths or kiosks in every casino. I know at WinStar they have multiple player card areas because they service such a wide array of people day and night. These places can become quite congested. So always wait your turn. Try to stay out of the main traffic up and down the casino. Sometimes you can't help it and they'll make you form a curved line to kind of get out of the mainstream way. And then if somebody's coming through, especially disabled on one of those scooters, then it's always a good idea to move out of the way and let them come through because sometimes they can't access through that big line. So I'm always aware of that and keep an eye out for those people. Common courtesy, basically, is what I'm trying to say. And you'll always be welcome, not only with players, but with the staff. And that's a very important thing when you want to become a regular at a casino. Button slappers. Oh my God. We could probably write a novel on this. Some people get really excited and so they're slamming that button, but number one, it's very distracting and annoying to the people around. Not everybody likes that wham, wham, wham. The other thing is those buttons are plastic and so they are easy to crack, to get stuck, and sometimes they'll break, and that's never a good idea because we're trying to keep the cost down in the casino. They lease those machines and oftentimes if you keep breaking them, not only will they charge you, but you may end up seeing some of your favorite games not coming back in if you're going to keep tearing them up. So to button slappers, I would say wear your gloves. Calm down. It's not going to change the outcome of whether you win or lose. Now the angry gamblers, that's a different subject. They will actually get security. I have seen security come over and have to remove a player because they were getting so hostile. Guys, gambling should be fun. Rule number one, it should be fun. If you are there in a stressful situation, you might want to rethink what you're doing there. You should never ever gamble with rent money, money you need to eat on. I mean, these are common sense things. And if you have that problem, you might need to step back. Ban yourself, whatever you have to do, seek help. There are plenty of places to call the National Gambling Hotline. And it's really a serious problem if you allow it to become one, but it's not supposed to be that way. It's really not. So the best way to go about that, as I said in one of my other podcasts, is to set a budget and then stick to it. You don't want to be visiting the friendly ATM. It may pay out, but it can also cost you at the end of the day. So let's be safe and let's not be slamming all the buttons that we can find. All right, my next point on the casino etiquette, eating and drinking. Now, the casino offers in WinStar free pop, coffee, water. Very easy to go up and get yourself a drink. And believe you me, you will get thirsty if you spend a lot of time in there. They will bring cocktails to the machine, but those, of course, cost you at WinStar. I don't know if drinks are still free in Vegas. I have not been to Vegas, so I can't speak on that. If they are, that's a good deal. Wow. I personally don't like to drink a lot other than water or tea or coffee when I'm playing, because I like to have my faculties about me. I may have one rum and coke once in a while, but honestly, I like a clear mind. I want to see what I'm putting in the machine and what I am pulling out of the machine and how long I'm going to allow it to take from me based on what I'm trying to accomplish during that gambling session. So what I want to say about the eating and the drinking, there are plenty of places to go sit and have a snack. Nobody wants to come up to a greasy machine with a bunch of food on it. That's just disgusting. And I know during the pandemic, people carried wipes. That's probably a real good idea, so that if you do find a machine that the staff has not been able to get to and clean up, then you can wipe it down if need be. But let's just be courteous of our other slot neighbors and make sure that we come to a clean machine, leave a clean machine. Because think again, how would you feel? How do you want the machine to be when you arrive? These are very simple things, but they're worth mentioning. Okay, moving on to promotions. Now, in a large casino like WinStar, it is huge. And I do mean huge. It covers miles. When you've got a promotion going on, it can get very crowded very quickly. Also, they will use the loudspeakers to announce winners, players' cards, and everybody needs to be able to hear because it could be your name they are calling. When you're in this situation, sometimes they'll have you playing until the winners are announced, and if you're on a machine and have to keep playing, make sure you don't run out of money while you're doing that if you are in the promotion. Then, when it's your turn, if you are called, I know in WinStar they give you X amount of minutes to get there. Now, if you are miles away from where the promotion desk is, then you would have to stop at a players club, let them know that you are the winner and you are on your way. That way they won't call another winner while they're waiting for you to arrive. And I've been in many promotions. They're a lot of fun, but you want to keep it safe for everybody. And you don't want to crowd the promotional desk. A lot of people will come up there. Did they call my name? I wasn't listening. You can get help. Just make sure that you're not interfering with other players while you're doing all of this, because nobody likes that. Trust me, they don't like that at all. I haven't done it, but I've certainly seen people get their tempers a little bit flared during times like that. So just be courteous and wait your turn. Parking garage. I don't know if your casino has one. If it's small, probably not. WinStar has 3 levels of parking garage. Usually, there's not a problem. The main thing is to watch your speed, because the way the cars are coming, they can show up out of nowhere. So just go slow, make sure you're being safe, get your car parked, make sure you lock everything up. It's real easy if you're excited or you're racing to a machine to kind of forget, you know, how you want things to be. So just take your time. The last time we were there, somebody had left a puppy and they had security at that car and they were trying to save the puppy and get the puppy out. It's never a good idea to do something like that, guys. If you're going to go to a casino and you're going to be there a long time, get somebody to watch your dog. Don't drag a dog to the casino and leave it unattended in your car. That's never a good look for you, for the dog, or for anybody else. That's just not good. And certainly not with children. That should never happen. We shouldn't even have to mention that. I don't know what goes on in some people's heads these days, but my word. All right, now, the staff. I want to talk about the staff. Anybody that is there waiting on you, in my opinion, deserves to be treated well and respectful. You would not believe the way some of these people talk to staff. I can't even comprehend. I always thank the people giving me a gift. A lot of people say, well, I earned it, I played for it. Yeah, that may be true, but those people are standing there on your behalf, handing you a free gift. And this is what they're doing all day long. They're tired, their feet hurt. Be sure to be nice to them. There is no reason to ever not thank them. I thank them every time. It doesn't matter what the gift is. That's another thing that really bothers me. The free gifts. I hear people gripe, complain. Listen, if you don't like the gift, you can always give it to charity. You can give it away. You can sell it. There are so many options out there. You don't need to be rude about a free gift. I will never understand that attitude. I if you're losing and you're angry, again, you might want to reflect, step back. It's not that big of a deal, unless it was your last few pennies. And if it was, then you probably do not need to be in there as often. It is a lot of fun to gamble, but we have to keep our perspective about us because we want it to stay fun. And if you are new to gambling, it's easy to get carried away. I always say if you win real big the first time, that can become a problem because you may expect to win all the time. Have you watched my videos? You don't always win, guys. Trust me, you don't. Most of the time, the gamblers that have been doing it a long time and that are YouTubers, they'll tell you they lose more than they win. But most of them can afford to do so, and that's the difference. If you have budgeted your entertainment money and you're not losing money doing what you love to do and you've got a thriving channel, then it is okay, because at the end of the day, you're probably making up for it with your comps, your rewards, your free meals. There are a lot of perks at the casino besides winning on the machine. Another thing I would say, and it's not about etiquette, but don't ever chase your losses. Don't do that, because 9 times out of 10, they're not coming back. When you've had enough, it's probably a good idea to shut down the machine. And remember, the casino is not going to move. You can come back another day. You want to keep this fun. It is fun. I mean, I've been doing this long enough to know that I love it. That's why I keep doing it. It's not because I'm getting rich, not by any means. I have won a lot at the casino. I really have. In the time I've done it, I've been extremely lucky because I've had conversations with people that have never once hit a jackpot. And obviously I've hit many, so I do feel blessed. I do feel grateful. And I do feel a little bit lucky. Some people don't believe in luck. I like to believe in luck. I will always believe in luck because it's not hurting anybody for me to believe in it. I like to believe in it. I like the way clovers look. I like horseshoes. I just love luck. I love the idea of it. And I like to send people luck. So I think it's my prerogative to believe in luck if I want to, if you know what I mean. All right. So while we're talking about casino etiquette, I would just ask that if you've never been to a casino, that you keep all of these points in mind. Because we want you to have a good time, and we want everyone else to be able to have a good time too. I mean, this should be fun. I always say that the casino is like an adult playground, and it's legal. You're of age, you get to go in there, have all this fun and entertainment, and you have a chance to win money and bring money home the same day. You also have a chance to have a vacation if you're staying, and golly, with all the things to do at a casino, the swimming pool, the spas, there's just so much to be had and to have a good time about. And so I would ask you to enjoy that. Now, a lot of people do like to gripe about smoking. All I'm going to say right now about smoking is I have always believed that smoking is a personal choice. I never liked it when they started telling people that they could not, and I'll tell you why. I don't think it will stop just there, because there are people that don't like the smell of perfume. So then they might want to start banning perfume and tell you that you shouldn't wear it. I don't think that's good. There are non-smoking sections in most casinos, and those are set up for non-smokers. I don't personally smoke, but I have a lot of friends and family that do. Therefore, I really don't like infringing upon their rights. I know we all have a right to breathe, and the ventilation seems to be the main problem. If they would put in good ventilation, it probably wouldn't be near as bad, but there are things you can do. Usually just waving your hand will cause them to try to move or move a cigarette away from you. But I don't want to get in a subject about whether you should, you shouldn't. I just like to respect other people is all I'm going to say on that matter. And, you know, to each his own. And I think that's something that you have to work out for yourself. All right. I hope you've enjoyed this session. I just wanted to clear the air a little bit about what you can expect when you go to a casino. And if you've been going to one for a long time like I have, just, you know, the thing that works the best is the golden rule. Treat others the way you would like to be treated. Oh, and I did want to say one thing, getting back to waiting for a machine. I want to tell you a little story. This was awful, actually. It happened to me, and it was at our local casino, not One Star. This has been years ago. I was waiting on a machine, and apparently, so was another person that I did not see at the time. I walked up as soon as the person was leaving, and all of a sudden, this person started trying to race me to the chair. I was first. I was already at the chair. So, I just calmly sat down. Well, that didn't sit with this person, and they proceeded to try to sit on me in the chair. And then they started budging me with their hip. Well, eventually, it hurt so bad, I felt like I was being bruised. And so, I started speaking very loudly, saying, "Security." They did come. I told them what happened, and they did remove said person. This was a very embarrassing situation. It was also very painful. I would never do that to someone else. And the behavior was just absolutely atrocious. I couldn't believe it. But some people, boy, when you got money involved, they get a little bit fruity. So I would say to be careful, make sure you're not like that. And like I said, the best way to wait for a machine is to actually wait for a machine. If you are the person that is at that machine first, make sure you stand up for yourself. I'm sorry I had to get hurt before I got help, but good Lord, I really thought she would get the point and leave, but that never happened. So anyway, I just wanted to let you know that, and hopefully nothing like that ever happens to you. All right, everybody, I'm going to send you lots of luck. If you go to the casino, good luck out there, and be sure to follow me on YouTube at Pirate Sparrow Slots, and give us a thumbs up, a like, and let us know if you like these podcasts. Thanks a lot, everybody, and you have a wonderful day and lots of luck out there. Bye-bye now.